Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
The real you is going to show up when you step out of this into the next. And you're going to find a whole lot of stuff to be very familiar. Because it's what you came out of. You know, what else is interesting? God told Adam in Genesis 2:19, he said, God took all the animals that he made and brought them before Adam for Adam to give them names. Amen. Co-laborers. Not angels, but Adam. Amen. Now, to give something a name today, we got to be careful. Because, you know, people have nicknames and sometimes real names. And I ask people sometimes, say, what does that mean? And they don't know. I say, find out what that name means. You might want to change that name to something else. Because every time you're saying something, see, God does that. He there was Abram whom he changed his name. Because he had told him, you're going to be a father of many nations. You won't be just an exalted father. You're going to be a father of many nations. So what I'm going to do, the way that I do things, I told you what I'm going to do. Now I'm going to change your name so that every time someone says something to you, they are prophesying. In other words, from Abram to Abraham, from an exalted father to a father of nations. And I'm going to change Sarai's name from Sarai to Sarah, a princess of nations. So that every time, and it was 25 years before it happened, so now their names would change. And so every time you tell, hey, instead of Abe, how's it going? Oh, Abraham. So everybody's prophesying. They're speaking something. See, when Adam named animals, to name something meant to speak their nature. Tell me Adam was not brilliant. Adam wasn't walking. Listen, don't fool yourself. These history channels, Adam didn't have no, you know, bear skin stuff on with a club. Ugh, ugh. Walking around, you know, beating people with mallets and stuff and, you know, living in. I encourage some of y'all, visit the Noah's Ark exhibit up in Kentucky. It's another mind blower in a good way. It'll show you Noah and them wasn't no primitive little cave people. To be able to have all them stinking animals on an ark for that long. But they show you how they did everything, how they fed them, how they got rid of the waste. It was amazing. And the very measurements and everything are exactly the size of the ark in the scriptures. Amen. I took a picture in front of it. I looked like about that tall, right in front of the bow of it. And amazing, four floors. And how they caged, how they dealt with all the different, how they fed them, how they got light, how they got water. Noah was no dummy. You know, we sometimes look at our ancestors. Think about it a moment. Noah was having children at 500. Talk to me. 500? Now just imagine, at about 40, no shame on the young people. No, this is nothing against you. But at 40, you say, now people start to understand stuff. Now you start to know something. That's what they say. I'm not just. What you gonna know at 500? What you gonna know at 600? What you gonna know at 969? You gonna know some stuff. So these weren't dummies. The technology that they have, study it sometimes. Some of the technology they had back then is still a marvel. So Adam was, and Adam was created. He wasn't created with a childhood past. Well, you know, you come out of dysfunction. For some of y'all, you got to understand, we all come out of dysfunction. So there's stuff we deal with. You have a dysfunctional past. I don't care what kind of situation you was brought up in. There was some dysfunction. You was messed up. We were messed up because we were born in sin. Sin messed us up. But thank God what we've been set free. We've been translated. We've been delivered. We've been brought out. We've been healed. We are new creatures now. But see, Adam had no past to deal with. So to name the animals, number one, was to speak a nature into the animals. He spoke the nature into them. And not only was there a nature, let me find out where my notes are here. He spoke what authority they would have. Amen. Amen. I'm wanting to drive a point home here. He spoke their nature, and he spoke what authority they would have, and he also, through his words, placed what measure of glory that animal would have. Animals have different glory. Amen. Different glories. Some are stronger, some are this, some are that. But it was Adam who spoke it. Remember I made a statement earlier. First language was created for us to create, then to communicate. Adam, through language, through words, were creating nature, authority. In essence, what Adam was doing was creating his world around him. Through the words that he spoke. Are you getting it? Through the words that he spoke. You have to understand, this mandate still holds true. It's a spiritual law that doesn't change. If your world seems to be filled with holes and is not what you want or what you even believe that God has promised in his word, then there's a way to change it. You know, the world has become so much like, the church has become so much like the world is, and I say that because sometimes folk in the church will take you to court. Amen. Amen. Before they take you before the church. Amen. I'm going to get my money. But see, that's not scriptural. If the brother need to be locked up, God will see that he'll get locked up. But we need to do it God's way. Amen. A lot of folk in the church, they'll go to divorce court before they'll really go before God. Amen. Now follow me. How do we deal with this stuff? Well, one important things where you got to stop straining and start training is in what you say. Well, I was just telling it like it is. Well, stop telling it like it is. Tell it like you want it to be. You know, when a marriage goes sour, instead of talking about how sour it is, say, no, my marriage is heaven on earth. Now it could seem like it's getting hotter, like hell on earth, but keep on saying it. Keep on saying it. Amen. My marriage is a marriage born in heaven. Amen. 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 It's getting quiet over here. In some of these parts. Come on, say it with me. My marriage is a marriage born in heaven. It's heaven on earth. Now I can see somebody right now, just in their mind say, if you only knew. Well, keep that in your mind. Don't let it out your mouth. I'm telling you, there's a law called confession. And if you get that law in your mouth, you see, language was given initially for creating. Amen. Tell me what's too hard for God. Amen. If he can save somebody like you.
Come on. Amen.
Come on. I said, if he can turn somebody around like you, as terrible as you were, and look at you now. Tell somebody, look at me now. Sitting up in church on a Sunday morning, you'd have been in the pool hall. You'd have been at the strip club. You'd have been at the racetrack. You'd have been toting some Hennessy or something. But you're up in church now, giving God praise, listening to the word of God. Come on, somebody. If God could save you, don't you think he can turn some things around? But the answer's in you. It's not any other person. You hold the destiny. Somebody got to get a hold of this. See, the devil had no authority because Adam hadn't given him any place. All the devil could do was talk. You ever told somebody, talk is cheap and you can't afford it? That's what you need to tell the devil sometime. Break that thing. Why? With the law of your confession. There's a law of confession. I bounced around here a little bit, but I want to get some more things to you, then I'm going to close. Is that all right? Adam's responsibility was to help define the nature of the world he was going to live in. You and I are to define the nature of the world we are to live in. Psalm 91 says it pretty clearly. He that dwells in the secret place. You have the potential, child of God, to create a secret place. Amen. A strong tower. A refuge. If you travel at all, if you go into some of these places, you'll find that God is true to that. Amen. Where all kind of stuff is around you, but it can't come nigh you. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He said, though 1,000 fall at your side. Come on, I said 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. It shall not come nigh you. Can anyone believe that this morning? That is a promise of God to his covenant people. But covenant is activated when you do your part. And what is that? To believe. Stop straining and start training your mind to believe. Amen. Go to war in your mind against all unbelief.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.